Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, it's a top three special from the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite at Lake Hartwell. Two rookies and a grizzled old vet, 34-year-old Luke Palmer, who stayed offshore for the entire event to finish third behind winner Paul Marks and second place Tucker Smith. Now, Marks and Smith are not only rookies, but traveling roommates as well, so we'll explore that dynamic as all three of these guys are on this week's show. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And by the way, speaking of Phoenix, let's talk to a Phoenix guy to get this thing started. And well, he's the old man in the group, I'll be honest with you. He's 34 years old, you know, it's a crusty old veteran, Luke Palmer, you know, with these rookies that we've got coming up to follow him. But he finished third at Hartwell. Excellent tournament at Hartwell. And he joins us now on the VMC hook. Luke, welcome to the show. You feel like an old man at 34 years old. I mean, you got these rookies you're chasing. I mean, goodness gracious, man.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, you know. I mean, I think I might have been one of the, well, me and Prosnick were the only two in the top 10 that had any gray hair on their head. So it's been changed out a lot, you know. It doesn't seem to, and I remember being the younger, I felt like the younger guy, but hell, I'd have still been old whenever I got on there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, 27, 28. So yeah, it's definitely, the young guns have definitely showed out this time for us.
Well, you were just 2 pounds away from winning this thing. This was, you know, I call it restrictor plate fishing. You know, everybody's on top of each other at a place like Hartwell, and it just seemed like there was 1 pound separation, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, all the way down through. You know, everybody was separated by just a pound, and it's just one big bite. Now, you started out great bag on day one, just under 19 pounds on day one, but it pretty much held up, and you stayed offshore the whole time. You fishing like them young guys are fishing, huh?
I did. You know, anytime it's been a spotted bass factory or a smallmouth, it seems like, you know, there's always some type of offshore bite, no matter what time of the year it was. And you know as well as I do, I'm a shallow water guy. You know, I always have been. And the first day or two of first day of practice, really, I did the top water stuff. I ran shallow points and, you know, the back of pockets. And I could never really get anything over 2, 2.5 pounds. And I wasn't seeing any on beds like I was expecting. So, you know, I went out and got out there deeper, like, you know, anywhere from 20 to 40 foot. And I caught like a 4 pound spot. And then I caught a 4.5 pound spot. Then I lost one almost 5. I mean, so I was really able to go ahead and change pretty quick, you know, to get off my shallow stuff and I also felt like there's going to be a ton of guys running the bank. You know, it's April and they should be spawning everywhere, but the few spots I went in, they weren't spawning. So it was easy for me to give up on the spawning thing real quick.
Yeah. Luke Palmer with us here. And let's talk a little bit About your run through the Carolinas. I mean, look, I know you're an Oklahoma guy, but you were 13th at the Pasquotank River and now third at Lake Hartwell. You've got a win at Santee Cooper. I mean, when do you hire a real estate agent and get yourself over to the Carolinas? Because it seems like you got that figured out.
You know, I don't know why I've done really well out there, because it's nothing like I have back home to fish. You know, we don't have cypress trees. We don't have tidal fisheries. You know, I don't know. You know, I've done well at Hartwell. I've made every cut. You know, as my best classic finish was Hartwell. I come in sixth there.
Yeah.
So it's just I don't know. I think what's good about out there, that part of the world, is you can kind of fish your strengths, you know, really well. You know, I mean, every lake has got some shallow stuff going. It's got something deep going. And so it, and you know, I mean, you can win doing just about anything. So it's just a fun place to go. If I get the wife to sell the salon and all her stuff here, I might move out there.
It might be.
But I don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon. But no, I really like it out there. The people are great, and I just almost feel at home when I do go out there.
I mentioned you run a Phoenix. I'm running the new ZXL. What model are you running?
You know, I've ran 21 PHXs and XEs for the last several years, and this year I actually switched over to the 920 Elite for a little bit better speed and fuel economy, especially making those really long runs and stuff, like, you know, or the possibilities that we've had this year to run long runs. And I haven't had a 20-footer in several years, but I've been thoroughly impressed with the 20-footer. So, you know, that I don't know if I'll go back to the 21 just because I like the, you know, the maneuverability of that 20 a little bit better, and a little bit better speed, and you know, it's you know, obviously they got the best ride out there. I mean, it boat even as 20-footer rides just as almost good as my 21 did.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it didn't give you any trouble at the tank, right? Running all over out there in the bay and everything else, you in that heavy water.
No, and I did the runs. You know, I was running about 50, 60 miles a day one way, so I was out in the brunt of it that day one and day two. So
I just like, you know, I fish in the very back of everything. You know, so many times I end up, you know, ducking, going underneath limbs and everything else. And you get back in those tight spots, and you're right. You know, the maneuverability, that 1 foot difference sometimes makes so much of a difference, or a foot and a half difference in terms of spinning the boat around and getting yourself out of a tight spot. You know, it if you like to fish, you know, a lot of creeks and that type of fishing, then it's very valuable, I think.
Oh, big time. Yeah, 100%. Like, it's, you know, back here home fishing especially, you know, I fish the bank a lot. I mean, that's my thing. I'm able to cover water a little bit faster, you know, and I mean, it just, but all in all, at Phoenix, you're not going to go wrong whether you start at 18-footer or a 21-footer. That Phoenix has just been the way to go for me for several years now.
So you like to fish the bank. You're a power fisherman many, many times. Do you have to go to the back of your boat barn to find these spinning rods when you're going to a place like Hartwell and you got to break out? You're pinging a minnow. You're throwing a drop shot. I mean, what's up with that?
You know, that has been a big joke for me for several years, especially with Mercer, because when I got to the Leith, I had no spinning rods. and I literally went from, you know, winning with a Kara Amistad, which is my favorite flipping rod of all time from Falcon, to helping them design a spinning rod for jig head minnows.
That's crazy.
You know, so it's, you know, and actually two of my top 10s have been solely done with a spinning rod.
Yeah.
St. Clair with smallmouth, and then this last week at Hartwell. So it's been quite a change, but they don't hurt my feelings near as bad anymore. I got one rigged up no matter where we go at all times. I mean, and I've got to where I'm really comfortable with it. You know, I'm still, my casting on a wacky worm's not near as good.
Yeah,
but I can still get it there after a few tries.
I used to have one in the boat for a lightweight shaky head, and I would just carry the one. And now there's five in the boat, and you know, I got a weighted, you know, a weighted wacky rig, a weightless wacky rig, you know, a drop shot. You know, I got them all. I try not to pull them out as much as possible, but, you know, there comes a point in time when you want to get them out. Talk about that drop shot setup that you were using, because that was not a little tiny finesse worm. I mean, it was, you had a Texas rig. Just talk a little bit about that technique.
You know, I would. Yum has that finesse, that 6.5-inch worm, and I liked it. A lot of those stumps and stuff I were fishing, certain times, I don't know if it's the pressure or just the fish, you know, they wouldn't hit the sonar minnow. They'd come up and they'd nudge. And I was like, well, after about three times that happening, I couldn't take it anymore. I'd pick up the drop shot, and you know, I throw a quarter ounce Roger tungsten on it with 10-pound test Sunline Sniper, and that was my, when I would see a stump, that's what I would go to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if a lot of those fish might have been fry garters. That might have been why they were just bumping the bait, not eating it. But when you drop that drop shot down there, it was game over. They'd go ahead and they'd eat it.
13th place in the points after your Carolina success. Now you head for Texas, and a lot of offshore fishing again at Lake Fork, but they might be just a little bit bigger than the ones that you were seeing at Hartwell. So we wish you the best of luck down there, and then to Sabine. I mean, this is you've had kind of middling results at these two places, and it's interesting when they go back to back, because I mean, this is a totally different type of fisheries.
Oh, it'll be big time different. You know, I'm here at home right now, and it is pouring down rain. We're getting tons of rain here in Oklahoma. So the weather's not as warm. The fish aren't as far along up here as they normally are this time of year. So maybe it's going to be a really good shallow water bite down at Fork. So that could be fun. Good top waters. And then the Sabine, you know, you're always going to have a frog and a buzz bait and spinner bait and a woolly bug tied on down there. So, it could be fun. I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks. I think it's going to be very interesting. Obviously, we're going to have giant bags at Fork, and then we're going to reverse roles at Sabine. But I love going to Sabine. It's actually one of my favorite fisheries to go to.
Looks like it's a lot of fun.
You catch a lot of fish, and you're guaranteed to not have to fish over 3 foot of water.
There you go.
So, I mean, what more can you want in life, you know, if you're a shallow water guy and there's stuff to throw at the whole time you're down there. So,
Luke,
I'm looking forward to it, and I'm ready for it.
Luke Palmer has been our guest. Congrats on a great tournament, and we'll look forward to chatting again down the road.
All right, appreciate you. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you. That's Luke Palmer. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, second in this deal is the rookie Tucker Smith. He's up next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, as we move through our top three coming off of the event at beautiful Lake Hartwell. What an event it was, a horse race right to the finish, and finishing second, about a pound behind Paul Marks, is Tucker Smith. Now, I feel like it's October, and I'm doing the, you know, Meet the New Elites show all over again with these rookies, but Tucker Smith is a kid we've been following him for a while from his college days at Auburn, and, you know, partnering up with Logan Parks and all the damage that they did, and then in the Opens, and now here he is in the Elites, and he finishes second in his fourth event and joins us now on the VMC Hook. Tuck, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It seems like it was just a minute ago that we were, you know, meeting down at Lake Martin when you were across the street and stuff was getting delivered to me that was for you. I remember that at the Open, right? I had to call you up and say, hey, I'm getting your deliveries over here.
Yeah, we were staying at those little houses. I remember you got a package that was supposed to come to the house we were staying at. I was like, yeah, I need that stuff. You called me. It was pretty cool. You called me. You could have just kept it.
I did.
You could have just kept it and not told me. I wouldn't have caught nothing.
Yeah. probably had some Yamamoto baits in there, man. I mean, you did some damage with those for sure. Talk a little bit about the main technique that you used, because you were heavy on the spots. You did have one big large mouth in there on day two, but you basically stayed offshore with the spots, but you attacked them a various ways. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good event. You know, I was targeting fish that were pre-spawn, spawning, and post-spawn, so I kind of got the best of all worlds there. I was throwing mostly a Yamamoto 5-inch Senko. I was throwing it, you know, on a shaky head and then also on a Nico rig. But I was throwing that thing, Green Pumpkin and Morning Dawn. I was just switching up depending on the sunlight and the time of the day. I usually start off the morning with the Green Pumpkin, just with those lower light conditions. And then as the day went on, I switched to a Morning Dawn color as the sun got up. And mostly I was fishing, you know, around structure points, humps, just anything that was kind of, you know, had a good defined contour line, and any small little subtle details of structure that I could find, whether that be like little rocks or, you know, brush piles or anything like that, that was just kind of off the wall stuff that fish would, you know, be around. But it seemed like the pre-spawn fish were swimming around that stuff, kind of getting up shallower on those points and stuff like that, and they were looking around getting ready to spawn, and that seemed like it was happening more of the first couple of days of the tournament. By the tournament, you know, the second and third and fourth day, those fish were either spawning or post-spawn, so they ended up staging on that brush. They were moving onto that structure like brush, and also the herring spawn in the morning. And I caught most of those fish on a Yamamoto D-Shad.
Yeah. By the way, Morning Dawn, most of us would call that pink, right? Or bubblegum. You know, it's a little bit darker than the bubblegum. Why do you think that is an effective color once the sun comes up?
I don't know. I think it's just a color that the spots like. I don't know why. I saw like a video one time on Instagram, or it might have been YouTube, but it tells you about like light penetration,
right,
of what the color actually looks like down deep. And it actually looks like kind of, you know, like a lot of the stuff that they eat. It's like the when it gets down that deep in the water, that color changes, actually changes with the way it looks once it goes farther down the water. So I think they just think it looks like something they eat a lot, whether that be crawfish or shad or whatever color that mimics once it gets down that deep. But they like that color. I don't know. I think Aaron Martins might have been the first one to start using that pink a lot. So
yeah, no,
he definitely saw stuff than we did.
Yeah, Tucker Smith with us coming off his second place finish to Paul Marks. Paul coming up in the Rapala Winner's Circle. But, you know, this was something I think you had the biggest, or maybe just Luke Palmer, maybe an ounce bigger than you on the final day, on day four. And one of the coolest catches was that morning catch. You know, when you were looked like you were scoping, and then all of a sudden you saw the fish breaking on top, and you cast right into that schooling fish and caught that nice one right off the bat. I mean, that's great awareness. That's kind of neat when you can catch them like that.
Yeah, that was the biggest fish of the day. That final day, it was almost a 4-pounder, but that's what I was doing in the mornings. I was starting on a herring spawn, and so those herring will spawn, you know, the best in the morning, and those fish will be around them, and they'll blow up a lot of the times, but a lot of times they're feeding under the water and you can't really see them, mm-hmm. but they'll be shallow on a hard bottom. Those herring will come up to spawn on that hard bottom, and the bass will be around that area, but it just depends. Those bass kind of sit in the same area. So I was kind of sitting there waiting to see if any would blow up. And I was also, you know, looking around on the electronics to try to catch some that weren't coming up, blowing up. But yeah, I was sitting there and they came up going crazy on some herring, and I ended up making a good cast because it was so windy that final morning, it was hard to cast good. And I finally made a good cast into those schooling fish and caught that nice 4-pounder. So that really set a good tone for the day.
Now, you may be a rookie, but, you know, as we said, you have been fishing competitively for a number of years, going all the way back to high school. How much experience did you have on Hartwell? And, you know, just talk about finding those offshore spots, because it seems like, you know, for a lot of folks, like you're just out in the ocean, but, you weren't so yeah. far off that you couldn't see shore, but you must have had an idea where these brush piles were, or cane piles and so on. Just talk about your experience on Hartwell.
Yeah, man, I've spent a lot of years on Hartwell. I mean, I fished in high school. I fished in college for 4 years. I fished it, and you know, during around the opens and stuff too. So I've been fishing that place so long, and heck, I've got brush piles that I've had marked for 3 years out there. So yeah. I've got thousands and thousands of waypoints out there from just being out there so many times and scanning all those points and looking and stuff, but the cool thing was about this tournament is that every single day of the tournament, I fished basically all new water or a new section of the lake. So it seemed like every day I would end up fishing an area of the lake, and the next day those fish would get pressured, or, you know, you'd catch those fish around that area and then you'd have to switch to a new area. So it was really cool. Being able to do that. The second day of the tournament, I actually had almost 18 pounds of spots in the boat, and I went and caught that big largemouth on bed. But before I caught that big largemouth, I went and actually just looked around and graphed for probably, I'd say, 30 minutes, 45 minutes towards the end of the day, just trying to find something new to hit for the third day. And I actually found a couple places I found a couple places while scanning, and I hit them the third day and actually caught my biggest spot of the day. It was over 4 pounds and a 3.5 pound largemouth. I caught those on new water that I'd found just idling in the tournament.
Well, that's pretty cool stuff. So your old partner from Auburn, Logan Parks, now he's ninth in the AOI standings. You now sit in 14th place and rising in those standings. I would imagine that he beat you to the elites by 1 year, but I would imagine that there's a good, healthy competition with him. You kind of let him know you're coming for him, or what?
there's always a good competition between all the guys. But no, man, I don't really ever look at the AOI points much. I'm not really looking at them until like the end of the year. I kind of try to have that Brandon Paulnick mentality and just fish as hard as I can and see it at the end of the year. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's really cool. Just being able to move up like that. I didn't even know you're the first one to tell me that.
I did that once with Polinick, and he was like, bah, 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 don't say it. You know, he doesn't ever, ever wants to know where he is at the points, you know, and he's won a couple of AYs, and you got to shut it down with that. But listen, you know that if I'm calling you, it's top three, and if it's top three, it's a pretty good chance that you're moving up into points. I mean, you're almost at the halfway point now, and you're heading for Texas, and a couple of more good deals there, and you're on your way to securing that that classic spot, because you haven't done that yet. Fished the classic. You've done a lot of big things in your career so far. You haven't fished the classic yet, and it sure would be nice to see you in Knoxville a year from now.
Yeah, that would be sweet, man. That's a tournament I've wanted to get to for I don't know how many years, but I've gotten, I think, 4 second places to make the classic in the last 5 years. So I've really wanted to make it to that tournament. So it'd be cool to make it finally.
Yeah. Looking forward to making the run to Texas for the next couple of events.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. A lot of driving, but I like the traveling with the friends, me and Loberg and Emil and Paul. We all have a good time traveling around, staying at Airbnbs together. So it's going to be a fun time once we get up there and able to go to Lake Fork and catch some big bass.
Yeah, well, it's pretty cool to keep it right in the house when you guys go 1-2. That's always a good thing for sure. All right, man. Well, tremendous job. Congrats on the great event, and we'll look forward to talking to you. I got a feeling we might be talking to you again here before the season is out. So good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It was fun having me.
All right. Thank you. That's Tucker Smith, and superstar in the making. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We've been watching this kid since his high school career. He was a three-time high school national champion, was a national champion at Auburn. But my family from North Carolina is good friends with his grandmother, so I've been hearing about this kid for years, and he's off to a good start to his career. He's leading the way in the AOI standings, but I'm not even sure that that's a major thing for him. The ROI standings, I should say. He's leading the way in the Rookie of the Year standings, and I don't think that that's something that is at the top of his list. I think he's got bigger fish to fry than Rookie of the Year, but that would be a nice feather in a cap. You only get one shot at Rookie of the Year. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, the champ is in the house. Paul Marks, he's next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
If you overfeed
him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walter, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio time now for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And I'll tell you what, we talked to this guy back in October when we welcomed in all the new elites to the series. And, you know, we thought maybe we would be talking to him again in one of the top three shows. And here we are in the fourth event of the year. And Paul Marks is a champion, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Paul, congratulations on the win. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me back so quick.
Yeah, well, I think when we talked to you last fall, you know, you talked about this one here at Hartwell and kind of just circling it a little bit, knowing that it was, you know, not too far from the house. And this was one that you were kind of pointing towards all along, right?
Yes, sir, for sure. It's I haven't spent a ton of time out there, but it's very similar to my home lake Lanier. So, yep, definitely circled it. And then when the schedule popped out and I qualified, so it's crazy. Everything worked out. Never expected it to.
Yeah.
Once started practice.
Yeah, you know, and you started out working some largemouth, right? I mean, you had almost 20 pounds on day one, but you started out searching for those largemouth a little bit before settling in on spots, correct?
Yeah, well, I think I had 16 pounds or something that morning pretty early of all spots, and then went and caught two bedfish, a 5-pounder and a 3.5, and that jumped me up to 19-something. So after that, I just looked the rest of the day, ended up finding another real big one, couldn't get it to bite, and then the rest of the week, I ran spotted bass, and once I'd get a good limit, I'd go look and just never ran into another largemouth, but worked out for me.
Oh, so it wasn't that you abandoned, you know, the shallow bite. It just, you just couldn't get any of them to fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I just never ran into any that were really locked on and catchable for me. I mean, I'm sure some other guys could have caught them, but I'm not really a bed fishing person. So,
yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the technique that you used with the Zoom Fluke Stick. I mean, you rigged it weightless and you rigged it on a shaky head. Talk about that and how that worked out.
Yeah, for sure. So in the mornings, you know, there's a little bit of a herring spawn going on every day. And I would throw that weightless one around. I was just reeling it real subtle, which is a little bit different than most blueback herring fishing and, you know, years past and stuff. But it seems like they've got so educated and so smart, you got to do something a little different. So I was just reeling it with zero action, trying to get it to swim as straight as it could. And I was catching a few of my key fish every morning on that I brought to the scale. So that worked out really good. And then after the morning herring spawn bite, I would back off a little bit, you know, caught them anywhere from 5 to 35 foot, 30 foot on the shaky head with the same Fluke Stick Junior on there, a natural shad.
Now, was that a, you know, obviously using the forward-facing sonar on that, was that you were hovering it with that shaky head, or were you letting it go all the way to the bottom?
I was just throwing it out there. Most of them eat it before you get to the bottom, but some of them would follow it all the way down and eat it down there sitting on the bottom.
Yeah, and very similar technique, obviously, that you would use at Lanier, I would think.
Yeah, it was something I kind of figured out in practice. Like later in the day, that thing just looked like a dying herring or something out there, and it was just the only way to really get bit once they stopped coming up, hitting topwater, coming up, and, you know, it's schooling and up there shallow in the mornings on herring spawn.
Talk about that super fluke that you threw out there as well. I know you didn't catch a lot on it, but, you know, interesting firing that out there in that chartreuse color.
Oh, yeah, that chartreuse color is real good, you know, early in the morning, or if you have a cloudy day, it just really pops to them. I might have weighed one the first day on it. I can't really remember. Caught so many of those first couple of days, but it's good bait as well. It just seemed a lot of people were throwing that bait too, and just that Flukesteg Junior and the natural shad, which is just more subtle and more natural, and it got more bites for me in that tournament.
Paul Marks with us here, coming off of his victory in this Whataburger Bassmaster Elite at Lake Hartwell. Now, I understand it, you were room on the road with our second place finisher, who we just finished up with, Tucker Smith. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, so talk a little bit about that dynamic, because I found it very interesting to hear some guys earlier this week kind of talking about, you know, the whole information thing, you know, which is limited to outside information. But, you know, guys that are competitors can talk amongst themselves, and guys have done this for years, traveled together and kind of worked as a team and so on and so forth. We have seen this for a long, long time. Talk about how you guys manage that in terms of the kind of information that you share amongst yourselves.
It's cool. You know, me and Tucker have been like best friends for the last couple of years, and we traveled together all last year in the Opens and help each other out. And we feel like we can break down the water a lot quicker. So,
and then, you know, that's something that would never go away, I wouldn't think. I mean, you think about the Johnson brothers, and you think about other alliances, you know, between guys and so on. You know, I wouldn't think, I don't know how they would police that if they did try to do anything with that. It doesn't make any sense. And
there's already so many rules, and I mean, our household, you know, me, Emil, Andrew Loberg, and Tucker, we're all scared to death of it. Seems like nowadays there's all the crazy stuff going on. I mean, we see someone at the gas station, we try to get in our trucks quick to get away from them, because we don't want to hear anything. Even if it's, I had a guy past Tank River tell me that he's catching stingrays. I was like, hey, I can't get any information. He's like, yeah, there's a lot of stingrays in here right now. And that's where I had to actually call in and ask Lisa about that one. So it's a lot of stuff going on. We'd be as careful as we can, because definitely pretty cutthroat out there, I guess.
Is there extra training if that you guys get as rookies? I mean, you know, in terms of what you can and can't do. And I mean, there's something that the anglers have all been involved in terms of wanting this. I mean, there's a good reason for it, you know, but is it something where they have a little rookie seminar at all, like they do in the NFL, and it kind of, all right, this is exactly how it works, or no?
No, nothing like that.
Do you you think that at some point in time that it needs to be adjusted a little bit, just to take out of it that, you know, because it's one thing to go out seeking information, talking to a guide, hiring somebody, buying waypoints. I mean, that's all a different thing than some dude saying to you, you know, at the Academy Sports that, man, I tell you, you ought to throw that red crankbait, you know, and then boom, he just said that, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the rule definitely needs to stay, because it, I don't know. It sucks when it hurts. It really hurts the honest people if their rule wasn't there. Cause I mean, most people wouldn't be going out and getting information, and then someone might be getting all the best spots on the lake. And it's hard to compete. It just really hurts the honest person.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the rookie of the year race, because, you know, you get the blue trophy before Tucker does, but he's got you right now by about 10 points in the ROI race. You both are looking really good in the Angler of the Year race as well. Is there some good chirping going on in the house there, you know, as far as who's doing what?
No, not really. I mean, it's still so early. I think we have, what, 5 more tournaments, so there's a lot more that can happen. And I mean, our whole house is going to be going for it. So
yeah,
it's going to be a tough race. It's going to come down to the last tournament for sure. And we'll be happy with whoever ends up getting it, you know?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, don't you think that maybe you'd be a little more happy if you were to get it done, as opposed to one of the other guys? I mean, come on.
It'd be pretty cool.
$190,000 now.
I'd be happy with Tucker, me, or Loberg, any of them getting it.
Yeah, if you didn't get it, right? Yeah, it would have to be if you didn't get it, you'd be happy with those guys getting it done. Interesting start to the season for you. I mean, in Florida, you were able to cash a check at Okeechobee, finished 26th. That was a good finish there. Palatka and Pasquotank just missed the cut, you know, in those two events. But just talk about the way the season has started for you.
Oh, yeah, no, it feels pretty good. I'm glad I didn't have any, you know, true bombs, you know, close to last place in the getting out of those first 3 weeks. They were a little bit different fisheries. I mean, shallow water and tannic water, it's not really what I'm used to. I haven't spent a ton of time in my life, you know, in Florida or anywhere like that, the river in North Carolina. So it was cool to get out of there, and I learned more in those three tournaments than any other time in my life, probably. It was a huge learning curve to figure out. And the day ones, I struggled, but day two, I really figured some stuff out and saved my tournaments.
You say you hadn't had a ton of experience in those types of waters. What about in Texas? You head off to Lake Fork now, and this everything will be in play there. There could be a big offshore deal going on there. Obviously, have you had much experience over there or at the Sabine?
I went to Lake Fork last year in the summer, and I don't know. I think it's going to be a fun tournament. I hope there's a lot offshore, but there's definitely still going to be some shallow ones to be had. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun. It sets up a lot like some lakes around here, you know, in Alabama and Tennessee. So I think it'll be good.
How do you pack for that kind of a trip where you got Sabine, which would be a completely different kind of animal? I mean, a 3.5 pounder at Sabine would be huge, whereas you'll be shaking those off at the side of the boat at Fork.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely gonna be different. Gonna have to carry a lot of tackle with me anyhow, but I'm gonna have everything in the in the artillery with me. My old truck's gonna be full of tackle and different baits and lures. So I think it's gonna be fun going from, you know, Jurassic Park to I don't know, the Pee Wee Field.
Yeah, well, a lot of action, and you know, 3.5 feet would be deep probably there. You know, that's a totally different thing, and yeah, you'll use all of your skills, that's for sure, over those two events. Phoenix Pro Paul Marks with us off of his victory at Lake Hartwell. All right, finally, tell us a little bit about that 921 that you're running. Speaking of Phoenix, and you know, how it handled that big water at the tank.
Oh yeah, no, it was awesome when I ran across that sound, and I mean, I barely slammed at all. We were out there in some big, you know, 3.5-4 foot waves, and it handled it like a champ. I've had, I think, five 921 elites, so super awesome. I love the boat. I mean, being on Lanier right here locally, I mean, it's awesome. We don't have much wind waves, but the yachts and wakeboard boats, all that, it always handles like a champ.
That's worse, don't you think? I mean, wind waves, you know, just natural waves.
They have a pattern.
They have a rhythm. Yeah, there's a rhythm to them, and you can kind of work them. And, man, you get those wake boats and those yachts and all that kind of stuff, and then, like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, here comes a swell that's like a 6-footer. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Think about Lanier before I let you go. When you talk about Lanier, you know, we haven't seen the elites there. You would think of it be a cool spot to have a classic someday and you know, weigh it in right there in Atlanta. I mean, that lake has just changed so much over the last few years.
Oh yeah, it's a really, really special lake. It just seems to get better and better every year, and don't know how. The fish are so pressured, and some of the smartest ones in the country, but keeps getting better and better, and no one really knows why. I mean, back in 2020, it'd take, you know, 19 or 20 pounds, and now it's just got like a pound heavier every year.
Yeah, it's tremendous stuff. Yeah, Paul Marks has been our guest. Paul, congratulations on the win. Now, top three at every elite event comes on the show, so hopefully we'll be chatting again at some point.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Right. Well, appreciate you having me again, and hopefully I'll get on here in the near future.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yep. Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's Paul Marks, and that kid's got a really, really bright future. I mean, already getting a victory. I mean, you know, we started the show out earlier with Luke Palmer, 34 years old. He's like a grizzled veteran. And you get the young guys getting out there and getting the job done. And look, we all knew that Hartwell would be a forward-facing, you know, tournament, that would be in play big time there, even though there was a good shallow bite. We didn't know how long that would hold up, and you were able to catch them a number of different ways. But those guys chasing those big spots offshore were able to get it done, and it's just that's just the way it is, and it's going to continue to be that way, and we'll see what happens at Lake Fork for sure. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, we will wrap it up for you. Special tribute as well to some guys that are very, very special to me. We have that coming up right after this on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. Now, I'd like to take a moment to recognize the Rochester Bassmasters, who celebrated their 50th year at a banquet last weekend. I was a member of this club when I was in my early 20s, back in the mid-80s, and acted as the de facto PR director for the club. And we had over 100 members then, and they still do today.
And it was cool to visit their social media pages and see some familiar names like Ray Sicali, who is still active. The dominant stick back in the day was Mark Harold, and he went on to win Angler of the Year 10 times. I still have my club patch, and I can say without a doubt, my love for the sport exploded during my time with the Rochester Bassmasters. Congrats on 50 years, boys. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at SportsByline.com and all major platforms including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.